Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. Today on Health and Longevity, we will be talking about vitamin and mineral and herbal supplements. We will talk with Dr. Earl Mendel, PhD, international expert on nutrition and herbal remedies. We'll present our interview with Dr. Earl Mendel after this short break.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word. healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
And our featured guest today on Health and Longevity is Dr. Earl Mendel. Dr. Mendel, PhD, is a nutritionist, a master herbalist, and a registered pharmacist. He is an internationally recognized expert on nutrition, vitamins, and herbal remedies. He is the author of dozens of books and has appeared on many different shows, including The Oprah Winfrey Show, Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, Good Morning America, The David Letterman Show, and CNN, in addition to conducting more than 300 radio and television interviews annually and conducting nutrition seminars around the world. With Dr. Mendel, thank you so much for being with us today.
Pleasure to be on the show. And, we just saw each other at this incredible, I don't want to say health expo. I don't know what it is. It's more like a world exposition of natural foods and supplements and healthy living. And it's really exciting to me because, you know, I've been going to the show for over 40 years, and what a difference way back then to today.
Yes, I think there's like 65,000 people there. This is the Natural Products Expo show, which is the health food industry's annual show there in Anaheim, and all the health food companies are there, the supplement companies, natural products, and it's a really exciting event to attend.
Well, I think they should change to the healthy food industry, because it's not just, when you say health foods, people think of a very narrow category, but when you go to the show and you see these literally thousands of booths of foods that non-GMO, gluten-free, and it's amazing. I think the general public has no concept that you can eat healthily and deliciously. I mean, I'll tell you, you go there and there's samples of everything. And we had some wonderful foods and drink. Some of the almond milk that I tasted was just phenomenal. I mean, I use almond milk myself. Many people have problems with dairy milk, with allergies, or they don't want to have the hormones or antibiotics or gross drugs or whatever else that you find in these things. So there's all kinds of alternatives, and they're out there. It's just a matter of people becoming a little more interested in what they put in their mouth, because I feel that we could save this country $1.5 trillion. That's not million. That's $1 trillion in unnecessary sickness costs if we started to eat better and take better care of ourselves.
That's right. And it's good to see that there are companies out there today that are making an effort to make food products to make it more convenient to eat healthy and have alternatives. You know, there's a lot of these junk foods. We have this food pollution all around us with terrible things that should never go into the body. And there's some real creative companies out there creating healthy food products that people can eat.
Right, and there's also some very big companies doing it as
well.
Uh, the yogurts are a good example, but I tell people that I think non-GMO or genetically modified foods are going to become the big thing of the 21st century. And I tell people, if you want to find out if your food, your vegetables, whatever, are genetically modified, next time you're at a grocery store, pick up a tomato and throw it against the wall, and then when it bounces back unbruised, you know that it has been genetically modified. I mean, they make tomatoes with thicker skins now, and they're squarer, so they fit in the box better for shipping.
Right, I've heard about that. That's
amazing.
And
they look okay, but from a nutritional standpoint, forget it. See, that's what bothers me, is that our wonderful government says, well, a tomato is a tomato. Well, that's not true. I mean, if you've ever eaten a tomato right off the vine,
right.
I mean, it's luscious, it's soft.
Mm-hmm.
There's no comparison. Or a strawberry that is fresh. You know, we live here in Southern California. It's not too far away from where there's strawberry fields. And when you eat strawberries right off the from the farmer's eye, the taste is so different, and it doesn't even no resemblance compared to what you find in the stores.
Yes, you know, it's so true, and people just do not know what real food tastes like.
Yeah, and then, of course, to me, that's why I'm so adamant about people taking supplements, because the statistics tell us that a very small percent of the population is getting a so-called perfect diet. I mean, I would say it's almost impossible today to get all the nutrients you need in your food. Even the government makes the producers of these processed foods add some of the B vitamins and
right.
maybe iron and mm-hmm. calcium to the foods, because they know that very few of these processed foods give you all the nutrients. The folic acid, one of the B vitamins that is so important, especially to pregnant women or women of childbearing ages, that can prevent a neurotubular defect called spina bifida, has been added to a lot of foods because there was such a incredible lack of folic acid in the diet.
Right. Now, you, of course, are known for being an expert in the area of supplements. Your book, The New Vitamin Bible, and you also have The New Herb Bible, looking at herbal remedies, and have written extensively in the whole area of vitamin supplementation, mineral supplementation, herbal supplementation.
Mm-hmm.
And we've kind of gone through, you hear these reports, and I want to start off talking about that. You hear these reports saying, oh, taking supplements are dangerous. You're not going to live as long. And then years ago, they were recommending it to prevent heart disease and so forth. And it confuses the consumer.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly what they're trying to do. You know, I'm here in my office. I have a library of books from all different genres. And I have one from 1939
mm-hmm.
that was published. It was called The Vitamins, and the publisher is the American Medical Association.
Okay.
So they were very high on the idea of supplements and vitamins back then. And, of course, now we've got 7 years later when we're eating what we call the Standard American Diet, or SAD.
Right.
Or like pathetic. Or
right.
I call it the Twinkie Ding Dong Donut Pizza Prozac Pepsi Plavix diet.
If
you eat standard American diet, you're going to be on four or five or six or seven different drugs to counteract the problems involved.
Yeah. So what do you think of these studies that have come out recently talking about supplements, and they put a very negative light on it, and it's confused people taking their supplements every day for years and years, and they found the beneficial, and then they read this reports, and some people, as a result of that, have stopped their supplements because they're afraid. And
yeah.
What are your thoughts on these studies?
Real simple. I think exactly what they want to do. Yeah, there is. Listen, you can do a research study to produce anything. I mean, you know, the one of my favorite that was negative
mm-hmm.
was it was done in Finland. They had Finnish people were 3-pack-a-day smokers.
Yes.
They gave them synthetic beta-carotene, I think it was, and synthetic vitamin E, and they found that a very small percent of them died sooner than the other ones. Well, come on, you smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day, you're going to die way
no
before
what.
Your time. So if you look at the negative research studies, they're always flawed. It's a ridiculous, nonsensical thing. All I can tell you is if you call your local hospital and ask them, ask for the emergency room and ask them how many DOAs, dead on arrival of vitamins, they'll laugh at you.
Right.
But if you ask them about how many DOAs of drugs, they'll tell you that, well, every 12 seconds in the United States, someone dies from a drug problem. And over 100,000 people in hospitals die from all these super infections and drug. It's frightening.
Well, you know, I was listening to a doctor last night give a lecture, and he was pointing out, you know, a lot of us know heart disease is the number one killer, cancer is the second leading cause of death, and then
third is drugs.
That's right. It's medically related deaths.
Yeah, but you see, the drug companies, Big Pharma, they don't want you to know that because, hey, they're sponsoring, they're the advertisers on the television. In fact, you know, I'm a pharmacist as well, and I love those drug ads because if at the end of the ad you hear in a very quick voice or a nice voice some of the principal side effects, and if you listen to that, you'll say, wait a minute, I'm not going to take that drug. One of my favorite ones is Celebrex, which was taken off the market because it was so deadly and toxic. They put it back on the market with a black box warning.
Okay.
Well, on the television, they show people running around. And then at the end of the commercial, they tell you twice that the product causes death.
But of course,
I guess it does take care of your joint problems. I mean, you don't have any more problems in your joints if you're dead. I mean, it's kind of ironic that the ones that are advertised on television, of course, are the ones that are still in patent. You know, they get a 20-year patent for the drugs. And my feeling is I wouldn't take any drug unless it's at least 7 years old, because by then there'll be, you know, most of the principal side effects will have occurred. But we still don't know all the side effects, and we sure don't know about what are called polypharmaceuticals. When you take over 3 different drugs at one time, we don't know all the contraindications or the toxicities that occur. So be careful, because these drugs are not jelly beans. I mean, take one or two more than you should, and it's over.
Well, as a registered pharmacist, you are an expert in drugs and medications, and I think that people would like to hear a little bit about it. How did you go from being a registered pharmacist to getting interested in vitamins and minerals and such?
Well, it goes back a long time, about 50 years. I've been taking supplements now for 50 years. Another pharmacist and I opened a long-houred pharmacy. It was in one of these bedroom communities. They didn't have any pharmaceutical service after about 7-8 o'clock at night. So we opened till midnight every night, 7 days a week. And then we took night calls from midnight to 9 a.m. when we opened again. On a weekend, we would shift off. So my weekend on, I would work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 to midnight, then take night calls. I remember one night I got 3 night calls, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 5 o'clock. So I was in terrible shape. I mean, I was a young man at the time, but even so, you know, you can only take so much. And he seemed to be able to overcome the stress better than I could. I said, you know, what's your secret? He said, well, I take vitamins. And all of a sudden, the old light bulb went on, because I remember my mother would always give my father and I a vitamin supplement that she kept in a refrigerator, which, by the way, is the worst place to keep vitamins, because you don't want any moisture buildup. And another thing I tell people, take the container has a cotton or some type of a inside of the bottle, take it and throw it away, because that attracts moisture. Well, anyway, I felt so much better. It was unbelievable. Uh-huh. We gave starter samples to people coming to the pharmacy, and they felt better. And that was a time, it was the middle 60s. It was kind of after the so-called hippie era, where people were on television, the real old-time pioneers, the Adele Davises, Leroy Cordells, Bob Cummings, Robert Cummings, the actor, there was couple of physicians from the Shoot Brothers, the Vitamin E. Well, anyway, I got to meet all of them because living here in Southern California, they all came and gave lectures, etc. And I said, hey, this is something I really want to get into because here's a way I can really help people to be well and to stay well. And that's how it all started. And people say, well, you have good genes. I said, no, I don't have good genes. My father was a diabetic, and my mother smoked, and she had strokes, et cetera. So, I would say that good genes are maybe 8% of the battle, but you can do so much to better your health, or vice versa, you can do so much to cause yourself to have problems. I mean, a colleague of mine, his father, I remember I saw him a couple of years ago, was in terrible shape, my age, and they saved up their whole life to go on a worldwide trip, and they flew everywhere, and finally got to New Zealand. He had a stroke. He was paralyzed, and he lost he couldn't speak, and so they had to fly him and a physician from New Zealand back to the United States. I mean, it's pathetic. It was way overweight. Yeah. It was never ate. His diet was terrible. So, you know, if you want to cause yourself harm, just continue on the standard American diet, as I mentioned, and it's going to happen. And it's getting younger. That's what really bothers me, is I see it younger and younger. All of a sudden we have young people with diabetes and hypertension, and ADD and ADHD is so prevalent today. It's a terrible, I think, plague that could be prevented.
And, of course, there are populations in the United States that are the longest and healthiest living people. Talk about that.
Well, absolutely. You know, when I first came to California in the 60s, a friend of mine was an internist, and he spent time at White Memorial Hospital in Los Angeles, which was a seven-day Adventist hospital.
Right.
But I'll tell you the truth, I had never heard of seven-day Adventist before, but I started to investigate, and I realized through research that they are the longest-lived people in the United States. Why? Well, number one, they don't smoke cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a biggie. I mean, if you smoke cigarettes, it's a death wish. I mean, we know that you're going to die 10 to 15 years before your time. Number two, they don't drink alcohol. Number three, they don't drink caffeinated beverages. And number four, which I think is one of the biggest things, is they don't eat meat. But they do eat soy foods.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in those days they used to have a thing called Wham, which was a soy bacon and ham, I guess.
Yeah.
And, I'm not promoting any religion, but I'll just tell you, I mean, look to the obvious, as a philosopher once told me. If you want to live longer and be in better shape, I would definitely cut back dramatically. I mean, we should maybe do like they do in the Japanese countries, where they use meat as a condiment. In fact, the Okinawans, that's the island, southern island of Japan, southernmost island of Japan, they eat very little meat. They eat soy, they eat fish, and local foods.
Right.
So pretty obvious that and they live to be, I think, late 80s, almost on the average.
Right. And the Seventh-day Adventist population lives about up to 10 years longer than the average American.
Right, about eight to 10 years longer than the average. But, you know, look, let's be realistic. It's not so how long you live, it's what kind of quality of life.
That's right.
I mean, terrific. You're 90-odd years old, and you're in a wheelchair, and you have oxygen, and congestive heart failure, and you can't breathe, and the quality of life is zero.
Right.
So it's really more important quality of life than longevity. But if you can have them both, that's great.
Yes. Let's talk about the supplements now, the vitamins and minerals. And obviously, you disagree with some of these different studies saying that they're harmful and so forth.
Well, I don't disagree with them. I analyze them and find out that they're mostly more flawed, and it's nonsense.
Right.
I mean, if supplements are detrimental, then why are they putting it? Go buy a container of milk at the cow's milk at the grocery store. You'll see it has vitamin A and D and protein added to it,
sure.
And maybe niacin. Why? Because by the time it's processed, there's nothing left. In fact, if you give cow's milk, the processed milk in the markets to a calf, they'll die. So, and look at, well, another thing too is interesting. Look at your dog and cat foods. My goodness, they tout all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. I mean, they say their coat is shiny, their eyes are bright, they're healthy. Hey, how about us?
That's right.
We're the same.
And, so what are some vitamins and minerals? What do you recommend for us, someone that wants to know about what vitamins they should take?
I think that a good multiple, an all-natural multiple vitamin and mineral is the way to go because that's a good way of getting, 20, 25, 30 nutrients. Not too many people are going to take 10 or 15 things at a time. Coenzyme Q10, which is a vitamin-like substance, strengthens the muscle, especially the heart muscle. If you're on a drug called a statin drug to lower cholesterol, it can prevent the body from producing this coenzyme Q10, about 100 to 200 milligrams a day. The fish oils or krill, or if you're a vegetarian, there's flaxseed oil.
Right.
That's so important because most of our problems today are inflammatory. And if you can take something that's an anti-inflammatory, it helps tremendously to give you good health. So there's a couple. I mean, I go on. I think that we should look to other cultures. For instance, in India, they use a spice called turmeric.
Right.
The active ingredient is curcumin. Mm-hmm. That has wonderful, wonderful benefits for joint health, et cetera, heart health, et cetera. These are just some of the basics that I think we should be taking on a daily basis, and I do every day.
Now, you're a master herbalist, and by the way, I'm a master herbalist also.
Right.
And we studied at the same college there. And tell us about some of the herbal remedies that you think are very promising.
Well, here's one that I think will help a lot of people. And if you are prone to migraine headaches, there is an herb called feverfew, F-E-V-E-R-F-E-W, that I would say 99.9% of people never heard of. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's in my herb Bible. Feverfew is a preventative against migraines. If you have stomach problems or digestion, of course, I feel probiotics and a betaine hydrochloride taken at the end of a meal is important, but also papaya. Papaya is a wonderful aid for digestion. I think most people eat too quickly, and they don't take time to digest their food, and some of the foods they eat are so horrible anyway. I mean, I keep away from anything is fried, don't eat it. That's a good suggestion.
That's a good idea. Now, I remember I was at a scientific conference back in the 1990s, and that was the first scientific conference on the topic of garlic. And and I saw you over a few tables over from where I was sitting, attending the same conference. Talk about garlic. Of course, we want to eat it in our diet, but I know supplements can be beneficial too.
Well, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we're at the show, one of the leading producers of odorless garlic, Kyolic brand, was there, and I've been in Japan at their plants. Let's be realistic. I mean, garlic's been known forever.
Right.
In fact, the Russians called it Russian penicillin because they use it for wound healing, etc. But it's a wonderful food. But I would get the odorless one because if you eat the regular garlic, you're healthy, but you don't have any friends.
Maybe that's how it keeps your blood pressure down.
Right, it can help with normalizing. It's a wonderful food. It's been around forever.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about some of your books and materials and resources, because you've written a number of them, and how to learn more about your work and so forth.
Well, of course, my biggest book is called The Vitamin Bible. I have the new Vitamin Bible. It just came out a while ago. I keep it up to date. It's been on the shelf for 35 years. I remember when I first came out with it, I used to have people yelling and screaming at me, you know, this or that. I don't hear that very much anymore about supplements. The new herb Bible, the supplement Bible, all vitamins are supplements, but not all supplements are vitamins. So I try to bring in that as well. I have a book called Prescription Alternatives. Being a pharmacist, I feel that the public should have an opportunity to take things that are not toxic and dangerous, etc., for minor problems. I think we go after these diseases or conditions with an elephant gun when we really shouldn't. So there are natural remedies that are available. I came out with a book called Unsafe at Any Meal years and years ago, and boy, every day now you hear another problem about this has been recalled and that's been recalled. As I have 55 books and booklets, so I think I pretty well cover the whole gamut when it comes to learning how to take care of yourself.
And you have a website also?
Yes, my website is drearlmandel.com.
Okay, well, Dr. Mandel, thank you so much for being with us today on Health and Longevity, and we'll have to have you back again sometime.
My pleasure. Be well.
Okay, you too. Dr. Mandel has written dozens of great health and nutrition books. Two of his most popular books are The New Vitamin Bible and The New Herb Bible. To learn more about these two books and to obtain them for your personal library, you can also visit our website at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's healthandlongevityradio.com.
To learn more about the books written by our guests and books written or recommended by Dr. Westerdahl in this program, please visit our website at healthandlongevityradio.com. There you can learn how to obtain your copy of these valuable and informative books. Search each page for yourself and see how you can live a happier, healthier, and longer life. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com.
That's all for today's program. Remember to visit our website to listen to all our programs at healthandlongevityradio.com. Until next time, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.